Hello everyone and welcome to Isolated 8 podcast episode number 11. This week we have Pete Schofield. Pete is a mate of mine from over in Lanzarote. Good lad, full of crack. We had a pretty lighthearted chat. There was a lot of laughs through this one. So Pete's been getting through isolation with a bit of help from TikTok and diving into rabbit holes of conspiracies that we briefly touch on, which is quite fun. A bit more lighthearted chat this week, man. Obviously, we still talk about COVID-19 because it's affecting all of us, but it's not the mainstay of the conversation. It was just a cool catch up. So I think, to be fair, now they're probably going to start being released once a week, maybe twice a week. It depends how many I can get recorded. Obviously, I'm still working Monday to Friday. I had the long weekend this weekend, so it's just good to spend some time with the kids and the missus and enjoy that. So I'm going to record whenever I get a chance to record and try and get a backlog. As I'm discussing this, I'm going to try and get a few different people on now in groups. They seem to be going well. I've had a couple of group chats and we've had a bit of banter, so I'm going to start releasing a few of them. Let's get a bit more positive. Let's forget about COVID-19. Let's just have catch up and chats and see how the fuck we're getting on, man. Enjoy Pete the Meat, Pedro El Carne, and we'll catch up soon. Peace. One more thing to add, better add this in. You can hear that Pete's clearly got his TV on in the background, giving it socks. I was there just listening to it going, I wonder what he's watching. So, man, sorry about that. Pete, unprofessional dude. Cool. And there we go, recording. How's that? So, how's things, man? I've not seen you in ages. How you been?
Very, very good, actually, apart from, obviously, the lockdown. But how many years since we last seen each other?
I was in Lanzarote last in about 2013 or 14, I'd say. So, at least 6 years. At least. Yeah.
Wow.
This podcast has made me get in contact with a lot of people I've not spoke to in ages, and it's good, do you know? If anything, that's good from it, you know?
Are you enjoying it?
Do you know what, man? I'm working, right? And I'm working from my kid's bedroom, and it's an escape from that. Like, I enjoy actually being off and with the kids, and being isolated isn't too much of a pain when I'm with them. When I'm on my toddy or up here in this room working, then it gets a bit much. So this is an escape from that. Do you know what I mean? So it's half an hour that I do a couple of times a week, man, and it's all good. I better introduce you. So, Pete the Meat, Pedro El Carne, man. Pete the Meat. You haven't heard that in a while, have you? How's things? You're still based in Lanzarote, are you?
Yep, stuck in Tias.
Tias.
Near the mountains. So, I'm quite lucky I got the chance to actually go for a walk. But everybody else is on serious lockdown, mate. They can't go nowhere. Yeah. You can't even walk your dog further than 50 metres.
Really? So, yeah, I used to live up in Tias. I used to live in, do you know, the Flintstone houses or the upside down houses, as the Los Villarreales. I lived in them when they first opened, and I loved living up there. It seemed to be a bit out of the way. Okay, yeah. I liked living in Tias. It was out of the way. It was, you know, it was an escape from Carmen. There was no surrounded by, you know, PRs, looking for a conversation, do you know what I mean? Because they're bored out their heads. So, and
I live with James. Do you know James?
I don't know. Jay, that there's many names, mate.
He used to work in Spice. You know him from that.
Okay. Yeah. Potentially. And what are you doing now, work wise and stuff like that? Because last time I saw on Facebook, you were doing the boat excursions and stuff. Yeah, was it or
still doing the excursions? Not too sure when we'll get back to it. Obviously, we need the tourists for it.
I've been doing that.
I've probably been doing that now for the last 4 or 5 years or something over. So I've got, it's all right. I've got into
nice.
It. Saved
nice.
A bit of money up. It's all good.
Yeah. Happy days.
Now we're just enjoying like a little holiday on lockdown, aren't we, James?
Is that how you're trying to treat it?
We might as well, aren't we?
Might as well. I've seen your TikTok, mate. You're a TikTok. You've become a TikTok star, have you?
I have to be honest with you. This lockdown without TikTok, I don't think I would have got through it.
I'm seeing your shirt there now, and I saw your Cuban Pete. I went to Cuba for my honeymoon, man. What a place that was.
What's it like over there?
It's mad. It takes you a little while to get used to the poverty and the way the buildings are. It's literally like we were staying in a nice fancy little, we went on a honeymoon, we splashed out a bit. We were staying in a nice boutique B&B kind of place in Havana. The buildings around us were, it was like middle of Beirut. And I was like, when we were getting dropped there, I was like, what the fuck? This can't be right. Do you know what I mean? And then you start walking around and you realize, no, it's all the ghetto. It's all like that. Just how it is. And once you get past that, we were there for 9 days. It took me a day or two to kind of get my head around the poverty. I was sat outside a bar having a drink with the missus, and I see some fella just take his ass out and pop himself down, take a shit on the side of the street, mate, and just get up and carry on walking again. I was like, this place is fucked up.
Good people, though. They're brilliant.
Yeah. No doubt. And I worked in Mulligan's on the door with Ernesto there, who was from Cuba. And some of the things, like now the videos he showed me then, I was like, how can people live like? But when I'm there and you're there and you see it, like, okay, this is actually fairly cool, man. Do you know, it's all good.
Definitely. All good, old Sarah.
She's good, man. Yeah, she's good, all right. She's all good. They're busy. They're in the garden all the time, so that's good for them. We started doing a bit of homework with them and stuff, and then we're like, bollocks, like, we're not school teachers, and this is one of those moments we don't need to worry about that. Just need, I'm more worried about their mental health than their fucking education. Do you know what I mean?
Of course. That's the main thing, mate. That's the most important thing of it all. That's definitely. And, so, what's the situation? Are you still smoking or?
I'm a what, man? Yeah, a lot. That's never going to change, Pete. I'm sure same as yourself, mate. If I hadn't smoked so much on lockdown. Oh, man, I wouldn't have survived lockdown without it, but my tolerance has gone through the roof and it's costing me a bit more than it normally would.
It's costing everybody a bit more. I've got one here, actually. There you go.
Yeah, light up, mate, light up. I'm in the baby's bedroom. I won't be lighting nothing up here now, but once we're finished, I'll go down and into the garden and... I actually planted 4 plants in my garden there just for an outdoor grow, some auto flowers, and they sprung through today. They sprouted this month. Like I germinated them and popped them into soil about 3 days ago, and they popped up today. So I'm hoping by middle of June.
I'm just going to say it'll take about 15 weeks outside in Ireland.
Yeah. It'll take a while, longer. But yeah. It's something to do, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? I've got plenty of time on my hands to mind them.
So what's it like in Cork? Are you in Cork?
In Cork, yeah. It's good, man. It's in general, it's a good place to live right now. It's same as everywhere. There's nowhere good to live. Do you know what I mean? You're stuck in. But in general, I like Cork. Where it's a vibrant, pretty busy little city. There's plenty of live music and stuff like that. And then, half an hour in a car out the road, you're in the middle of nowhere. You can be in the middle of the countryside, or you can be by the beach. We've got a mobile home down by the beach that we use all the time, and it's the best investment we ever made. Is that it's an escape, you know? Amazing. So all good there on that front for us, man. We're tipping away nicely, and I'm still lucky that I can work from home, so that's good, you know.
As you can see, some of the videos, we won't mention it on here.
no. What's the because you've been busy enough on, like, you've between the cooking and the TikTok and your Facebook posts and your poetry, you've been keeping yourself fucking busy, mate.
That poem that only took me about 30 minutes to write, I just got stuck into it.
I'm very impressed, I must say. It was really, really good. Yeah. And you delivered it brilliantly as well.
Pretty cool on the fucking hammock.
Did you practice it?
No, I wrote it in first take. I'm not even joking. James is here. I did all that in one go, didn't I? I just wrote it, went outside, videoed it, and posted it. That was it. I was quite impressed, actually.
It was, mate. It's good. And you mentioned a few bits in it that I did have to laugh at, because I see some of your posts about the conspiracy side of things.
No, man.
I'm open for conversation, bud, and I'm certainly not going to judge, and I'm not going to get into a disagreement, because I think everyone's entitled to their own opinions. It was when you said, including me, right? Do you know? know what I mean?
I know. I don't know what it got me at first. At the beginning when it all started, it's just the conspiracy theories, like with 5G. It was happening everywhere. The virus was happening. So I just thought, right, it's definitely 5G. I didn't even read about it, nothing, mate. Just in the brain. It's fucking 5G, that's it. I'm stuck to it. But after a few weeks learning about it, I can't wait till it comes out. Now I've got into the social network stuff.
Oh, brilliant.
Oh, my God, I can't wait for it to come out. It's going to be, like, rapid. And I've learned so much about it. I might even go apply for a job.
But
I've still got other theories. Like, I still think it's to do with summer. I don't think it's an accident.
And how can I put this? Like, I know of people who have, like, I know of mates of mates who have been tested positive, right? I don't know anyone who hasn't already been sick that has got sick from this, right? And that's the only thing that keeps, but, like, I don't know anyone. Not one person that I know that has been sick. Like, a mate of mine's dad, he works in a hospital. He was tested positive for it. Not sick. In isolation, but nothing wrong with him. I know a few of those, but I don't know anyone who's actually got sick.
Well, my friend's uncle, one of my best mates back home, his uncle died. But he died of a heart attack in his house. He's had 3 this year as well. And he's also got terminal cancer in his throat. He was dying anyway. Anyway, he went to on his death certificate, COVID-19, coronavirus. So my mate's going fucking mad back at home about it. He went, he didn't die with that. So why would you put that down on his death certificate when he didn't die from that? And it's just, that's what they're doing at the moment. So what can you do about it?
Yeah, well, and again, man, I can't imagine, like, again, there's a reported 150,000 people dead or whatever it is at this stage, man. And if it is due to a virus, then you know, like, and I can't be saying that it's not a virus or it's not down to that when there's that many lives been taken by it. And I suppose,
no, I totally
like
agree.
In kind of what's it like in Spain? I mean, I know you're on a little island on the coast of Africa rather than in Spain, right? But, like, what's the feedback from where you are and what's it like there?
Right. The feedback from the Spanish was saying all the news what came from Madrid wasn't really like the truth anyway, saying the hospitals was quiet and, like, nobody could understand why all this news was coming out. And now they're getting angry that they're all on fucking lockdown. It's like, whoa, what was all this about? You know, people still can go out for, like, to the supermarket, they're seeing things. Thinking, how come all these hospitals are quiet and stuff? Why is it all over the European news and stuff? That's what the Spanish are saying anyway.
Okay.
And there's James, what did Lewis say about the hospitals yesterday about in Madrid? They started to what? Do you know, like, the new hospitals, what they built up for it?
The
temporary ones, they've taken them down now.
Well, that didn't take long, did it?
No, not at all. So it must be things are coming all right, hopefully, anyway.
And when we are over here in the news that Spain is relaxing its lockdown restrictions and stuff, in my head, it's kind of only coming to where we're at, right? Like, you were so heavily locked down that now...
We still can't do nothing. All this news, what we're saying about people back at home are saying, like, Spain have took the restrictions down now. We can all go out and everything. We can't do fuck all, mate. Nothing. We get asked, when we go to the supermarket, we're getting asked on the way out with the receipts. So if you ain't got, like, proper essentials, they can fine you anyway. It's quite serious. But we're in Lanzarote, and you know yourself, it's a small island. There's 170,000 people here. 3 people have died, that's it. No, 2 of them was 80-odd-year-old, 1 of them 79. You know, was it their time anyway?
Yeah,
I don't know, mate. I don't.
Yeah.
And also, as well, over here, the main thing over here is not one person has been tested. Not one person. You can go on all the Lanzarote pages, ask everybody, not one person has been tested. So how did they know?
Yeah. Who's got it and who hasn't?
Yeah.
And do you think it's going to affect the island long term, tourist wise?
I think so, yeah. Definitely.
And Like, what are business owners and people thinking over there? Like, because for us, we've been pretty much told if you've got any travel that you're expecting to do in the net and this year, it's probably not happening.
We've got a friend who's just invested with a brand new boat business, and because he's only had it for 1 year, the government are not going to help him. You need to have a business for 3 years and a full 12 months profit before they'll help you. So a lot of businesses, what I've set up for the last couple of years, all the expats, etc., basically they're fucked. Because they're not going to get no help, the rent's not going to get paid, nothing's going to help get help. So, it's not nice for nobody, man.
A lot of people
are going to really struggle. You know yourself, by living over here, people used to live day to day, like through the tips. Even myself years ago, I could only afford what I had every day.
We all want to pay in daily, and even bar owners wanted to pay daily as well, because if you can't pay someone by the end of the day, how are you going to pay someone by the end of the week?
Oh, my God. So can you imagine all these people? They've had no food or nothing for them. Oh, the fuck, mate.
And do you see that there? Do you see people kind of, like, what's the landlords like? Are they being cool about it? Or are they not giving a fuck or what?
I think some are being quite lenient. Some are being pretty horrible about it. People are doing agreements with them and stuff. I'm only reading from, like, the Need to Know Lanzarote page. I'm not really get to go out and see.
You can't get out and see anyone. No.
Can't see how anybody's affected. There's nothing. You can only read.
And you don't want to be doing that half the time, because it's not fucking very good for your mental health, is it?
No, definitely not. You need to get on TikTok.
Everyone needs to be on TikTok. And you got banned from TikTok, did you, for what, showing a bag of weed?
No. I don't know if you've seen the video. What's happened, man?
I'll have a beer.
My
young lad there knocking on the door. I thought it was a neighbour using a fucking hammer, and I just ignored it. Young fella knocking on the door there, saying if I want a coffee. What a man.
That kid's all right, yeah?
They're good, man. Yeah, the oldest fella now, he's 9, man. So
is he 9?
He's 9. The one that was in Lanzarote that you would know. Yeah, Noah, he's 9 now. And then they've got two more. I've got Cohen and Levi. Levi's 2 and Cohen 6.
Levi. Nice.
Yeah, they're good lads, man. They're good lads. So good. Happy out.
Good.
So tell me, back to TikTok and weed, man. What happened there? Was it the bong? Was it the weed? Was it what was it that got you bonged?
Did you see the video where I was in the shed?
I don't know. I don't think so.
It was like a good song, and it came round the corner, and it showed all the plants. it went crazy viral, that as well. I'm like, oh my God, my phone was going crazy with it. But fuck it, I'm back in 4 days, in about 9 hours, and about 35 seconds.
Not that you're counting.
Definitely not. Took my fun away, mate. Just started to get used to how to do it and everything. I'm not technology, all this kind of technical on the phones, mate. About to get too used to it, and then they banned me. I was like, what? What for the wrong? But I can still video, I can still post them.
Okay. What's the story with the associations, the weed associations over in Lanzarote? Are they all had to shut down, or are they essential?
All closed, mate.
Fuck.
I love it.
Oh, man.
Love it. I've never drove so much in my life over the last few weeks.
Yeah? Just out and about everywhere.
Well, I'm part of one of the shops, so we've got stock. So
okay.
It's easy enough, isn't it?
Yeah. And, like, would you...
It's like back in the day, mate. I'll meet you at the bins.
yeah, man. I tell you. And, like, we had Abacus Bar, and it was literally, I'd say, 6 months after we closed that the shop started opening up. We'd have definitely converted that into a shop, man.
Oh, it would have been amazing, man.
That was me dream, mate. I'm disappointed. You know, Sarah says it all the time. She's like, I can't believe, like, literally. And
straight away.
Don't get me wrong. I'm happy that we did what we did and we're here and we're happy. So don't get me wrong. I miss the sun, but we've got a decent enough life here. And,
of course.
But at the same time.
It's day to day here, mate. We're back home. You can settle and look to the future.
But so if I was there 6 months later and that opened, I wouldn't have left. I'd still be there.
No. Mate, you would have made it nicer as well there. You would have had good creations there. would have been good.
Yeah. Sure, we did it anyway. We just weren't doing it above board. Yeah, tell me one thing back to the not, and I'm not going back to conspiracy, but I see bits about Ellen DeGeneres and this fucking deep state. What is all that about? I don't even understand it.
I've only just started getting into it myself, and you need to watch a program called QAnon Deep State. There's 10 episodes of it. They're only about 15 minutes long each episode. Watch it from the beginning to the end. Then you'll start understanding it a bit. It's good.
Okay.
It's quite...
Yeah.
It's, well, you know something, it don't really matter what happens with the conspiracy theories, whatever. None of us can do nothing about nothing. So we still can just have a bit of laugh about it and just crack on with it all. Either way, who gives a fuck?
Do you know what as well, Pete? Having speaking to you now, like what you read on Facebook, like you can't read that smile on your face while you're saying it. Do you know what I mean? It's you look at it going, is he being deadly serious or what? Like I'm like, no, you've got it in for Bill Gates too, mate. And I'm like,
oh, I've had it in for him for years. For years I've had it in for him. He's a cunt, isn't he?
He is. Yeah, I read some of that stuff you posted though the other day, and I was like, "Yeah, man, it's easy to get kind of into as well, though, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Oh, it is easy to get kind of
for about 10 years. In. I've been thinking about like, why does everybody think he's amazing when all he thinks about is vaccines and stuff? I'm anti-vac, so people take them, people don't. I won't take them. I don't know anybody or any of my friends or my family or anybody who's ever took one. Do you?
Or vaccines?
Yeah.
My kids get vaccines. We would have got them as kids. You wouldn't have had a choice in it. Do you know what I mean? Like you would have had. Did you not get your BCG at school or whatever it was?
Yeah, I'm not too sure, mate. I don't think so.
No. Have you not got that scar in your arm there in school that everyone fucking got?
Oh yeah, for TB.
Yeah, that's a vaccine, man.
Was that a vaccine, was it?
Yeah, we all had them at school. You didn't have options when we were kids, mate. It's just now people are kind of a bit, there is a discussion to be had, but like, you know, would you go and get the flu jab? Do you ever get a flu jab, no?
No, I smoke my
here, they're mad for that now with all, yeah, I suppose here in Ireland, they're mad for the flu jab now. Every winter, get yourself a flu jab. Work will pay for it. Get yourself a flu jab so you don't get sick.
Just smoke weed, you won't get it. Do you get flu?
Yeah, well. Yeah, mate, I've not been to a doctor since I was 19 years of age. And when I went to that doctor at 19, it's because I hurt my ankle. And I've been smoking since I was 17. I've not needed to go to... Now, EFP, you might be the same. We could be riddled, mate. That's the thing.
Could be,
we just feel sick. I don't feel the need to go like, to the doctor.
Yeah, but even if you read about it, all the experts, doctors, etc., they all say the CBD oil has got better antibiotics than anything. So it must be something inside, isn't it?
Yeah. I'm getting real creative with my intake now as well, mate. I'm smoking, I'm drinking it. I've got tea bags. I make tea bags and I drink it. I literally, like, I get all the stems and the stick and the trim, all the trim that's left over. I grind it all up. I decarb it in the oven and then I put it into tea bags, mate, and I drink it all day in work. No one has a fucking clue. I don't get monged, but I get a light little one.
It's psychological. You know it's there.
That's it. The smell of it and the taste of it enough. You know what I mean? That's it. And I made a nice oil there a couple of weeks ago and I started using it in cooking and stuff, but it's a bit too fucking technicolour for my liking, mate.
Let my mate make it all. He makes everything well though, so we've got it quite easy, me and my friend here.
Yeah.
And he's all he lives about 100 metres away.
And that's what you want. You need someone who's an expert and knows what they're doing. I'm absolutely bluffing it. Do you know what I mean?
Loving it. I'll send you some videos and some stuff with it. Obviously, I don't post everything on Facebook, mate.
Of course you can't. Yeah.
I've still got my mum and my aunties and everything. I did it yesterday. Did you see it with the bong?
Yeah.
I said, no.
They'll be all right. I think everyone knows nice, these days, mate. No one cares.
Fucking all my family know I've been smoking it since I was about 16, mate. So, no point lying to them, is there?
No, exactly.
Is, mate. So, anyway, what about the football?
Football, eh? I'm delighted there's going to be an asterisk next to Liverpool's name, mate. That's all I can say.
I'm just going to say it. FC. Oh, my God. What's going to happen to them?
Mate, do you know what? Even if it completes now, right? Even if it completes and they win enough games for it to be all above board and done, there's still going to be that little asterisk next to their name.
Of course, mate. 30 years waiting and look what happened.
It's just now. It was, well, there you go. It was destined. I'm delighted for him, to be honest. Now, in fairness,
you need to get Dave on. Have you had Dave on yet?
No, not yet. So what I'm, oh, I actually,
get him on, mate.
No, but I got him today. I actually spoke to Dave today briefly on WhatsApp, and I'm getting Dave. Thank you, Dave, Chris, and Stevie Nicks on, and have a chat about football and what's going to happen there, and just see kind of, you know, I'm sure that conversation will go left, right, and centre. I haven't had any Liverpool fans on yet, so I'm waiting until it really. I want some confirmation of what's happening, but I suppose some sweaty betties would be good to see, you know.
If it doesn't get finished, that means they cannot win it. It's not possible. It's a void season. Oh my god!
Best case. That's best case scenario.
You can see United fans going, yeah.
Yeah, I just think that I've got a few Liverpool mates, right, Liverpool fans, that I actually hope they win the league for them because they're sound and they deserve it.
Yeah.
And I know some Liverpool fellas, and I've got some friends that I fucking love this at the moment. I'm loving it.
They deserve to win it. They deserve to win it. Straight from the heart, they deserve to win it. They've been the best team.
Miles.
It's just be funny. That's all.
That's
just
it.
Jokes for the rest of our lives.
Mate, do you know what, Pete? I think we'll leave it on that note, mate. That's a great way to finish, because I normally only do half an hour. We're coming up to 25 minutes there now, man.
No worries, mate. And, no worries.
That was good. I'd like to keep them nice and short. And you. And I'll get a few group ones on there. And I'm going to start getting up a few group, because I think I can film four people at once on this. So I'll pull you in for a chat with some of the lads, man, and we'll have a bit of crack. Bit of catch up from the old days.
No problem.
Lovely to see you, man.
Thank you.
Listen, stay safe. Take care of
yourself. As always. Say hello to Sarah and kids for me.
I will.
All right, mate. See you.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back.